Listening passage number 3. Bus announcement on a school trip.
Good morning, everyone. I hope you're all ready for our trip to the zoo today. It looks like the weather will be nice today. We really appreciate the parents who volunteered their time to join us. Your help is very important because we have so many children coming with us. Before we leave, we need to go over a few rules. First, make sure you're all wearing your seatbelts on the bus. If your seatbelt doesn't fit properly, please let us know and we can move you to another seat. Also, we ask that you keep the windows closed. We have had things fly out of the window on previous trips, and we'd like to prevent that from happening again. If you feel too hot or cold, we can turn on the air conditioning. When we arrive at the zoo, please make sure you stay with your assigned group. Each group has a different tour route so that areas don't get too crowded. If you have forgotten who your group adult leader is, I have the list, so please ask. If you're a leader, please make sure to wear the armband we have provided so that the children can easily find their group leader. The zoo is very exciting and we want you to have a good time, but please do not scream or make loud noises when around the animals. We do not want to give the animals any stress. Also, do not try to touch or feed the animals unless a zookeeper says it's okay. If you get lost, do not wander around the zoo. Stay in one place and wait for someone to come find you or contact the zoo staff. We will eat lunch at 11:45 at the grassy area near the desert animal display. Please make sure to be there on time. Make sure to wash your hands before eating, especially if you have touched any animals. We have reserved the spot and need to finish on time so that the next group can use it. If there are any problems, please feel free to call me. My cell number is on the itinerary which we gave you at the morning meeting. Let's all enjoy a great day at the zoo. Good morning, everyone. I hope you're all ready for our trip to the zoo today. It looks like the weather will be nice today. We really appreciate the parents who volunteered their time to join us. Your help is very important because we have so many children coming with us. Before we leave, we need to go over a few rules. First, make sure you're all wearing your seatbelts on the bus. If your seatbelt doesn't fit properly, please let us know and we can move you to another seat. Also, we ask that you keep the windows closed. We have had things fly out of the window on previous trips, and we'd like to prevent that from happening again. If you feel too hot or cold, we can turn on the air conditioning. When we arrive at the zoo, please make sure you stay with your assigned group. Each group has a different tour route so that areas don't get too crowded. If you have forgotten who your group adult leader is, I have the list, so please ask. If you're a leader, please make sure to wear the armband we have provided so that the children can easily find their group leader. The zoo is very exciting and we want you to have a good time, but please do not scream or make loud noises when around the animals. We do not want to give the animals any stress. Also, do not try to touch or feed the animals unless a zookeeper says it's okay. If you get lost, do not wander around the zoo. Stay in one place and wait for someone to come find you or contact the zoo staff. We will eat lunch at 11:45 at the grassy area near the desert animal display. Please make sure to be there on time. Make sure to wash your hands before eating, especially if you have touched any animals. We have reserved the spot and need to finish on time so that the next group can use it. If there are any problems, please feel free to call me. My cell number is on the itinerary which we gave you at the morning meeting. Let's all enjoy a great day at the zoo.
Question 53. What is one of the rules for the bus ride? 1. Do not use the air conditioning. 2. Open the windows. 3. Change seats if the window does not open. 4. Do not open the windows. Question 54. What should the group leaders do? 1. Avoid crowded areas. 2. Choose the children in their group. 3. Attach a band to their arm. 4. Find a tour map of the zoo. Question 55. When are children allowed to touch the animals? 1. At lunchtime. 2. If a zoo staff member says it is allowed. 3. If they get lost. 4. When it's not crowded. Question 56. Where can the group leaders find the teacher's cell phone number? 1. On the paper of the school trip schedule. 2. On the desert animal display. 3. They should get it from the bus driver. 4. The zoo staff has the phone number. Question 57. Why do they need to eat lunch on time? 1. Because the children do not have cell phones. 2. Because they need to wash their hands. 3. Because another group is scheduled to use the area. 4. Because they have different tour routes.
これでリスニングテストを終了いたします。